This is John Lothian with the commentary and stories from the First Read section of the John Lothian Newsletter for October 14th, 2020. This podcast has been sponsored by our friends at Eurex. Visit www.eurex.com. The first story today is one that I wrote called Joe Sullivan's Influence and Success. Joe Sullivan's life impacted so many others, including many or even most reading this newsletter, because of the successful launch he led of the first new securities exchange since the enactment of the 1934 Act that created the U.S. Securities and Exchange Commission. His work paved the way for the U.S. options industry by doing the heavy lifting of creating a new exchange, working with the SEC, which was unsure of the process for how to approve an exchange and somewhat skeptical of the guys from Chicago who were doing it. One of the lives former Wall Street Journal reporter Sullivan influenced was that of William Brodsky, who would later become the chairman and CEO of the Chicago Board Options Exchange. Sullivan's marketing of CBOE memberships for $10,000 apiece led to the New York brokerage firm where Brodsky worked to buy one and Brodsky to become their approved compliance person. During a slowdown in trading that was going to negatively impact his bonus at the time, Brodsky was encouraged to do something by his wife, he said. What he did helped determine his future career course, and it started with Joe Sullivan. To read the rest of this commentary, go to johnlothiannews.com. Suzanne Cosgrove of John Lothian News has a story, Latest Cannabis License Lawsuit Pits Craft Growers versus the State of Illinois. Lawsuits related to stalled cannabis licenses are piling up in Illinois, with the latest suit filed Monday by the Illinois Craft Cannabis Association versus Governor J.B. Pritzker, the State of Illinois, and the Illinois Department of Agriculture. It is an attempt to force the state to issue overdue craft licenses and provide relief to craft cannabis grower, infuser, and transporter applicants. In a statement released Tuesday, the nonprofit ICCA said it met with state officials last week before filing the lawsuit, but the group was unable to determine when the state planned to issue licenses or if it would provide relief to applicants. The craft licenses were expected to be issued July 1, 2020 by the Illinois Department of Agriculture, but on June 29th, Governor Pritzker issued an executive order that indefinitely suspended the deadline for awarding craft licenses, citing emergency actions related to the outbreak of COVID-19 and subsequent measures taken to address the outbreak of the virus. To read the rest of this story, go to johnlothiannews.com. Here are the comments from the hits and takes section of John Lothian News today. The JLN GoFundMe campaign to support MarketsWiki education and our general operations had additional contributions yesterday, including another donation by the famous anonymous donor, or who knows. Also giving were Arthur Gary Flagler, Anna Watson, and George Stein. Gary Flagler is a longtime JLN friend who is bringing the message of the Mexter market to the U.S. after a long career with J.P. Morgan. Anna Watson is a former head of communications for the World Federation of Exchanges, who now has her own communication shop called Watson Wordsmith. And George Stein is a trade surveillance professional at HSBC. Thank you to all of them, all who have given, and all who will yet give. Bank America has consistently supported the SGX's Bull Charge charity effort over the years and is a Gold Bull sponsor this year. They are to be lauded for their consistent support of this charitable effort. The Harvard Business Review has an article titled Finding Virtue in the Finance Industry by J.C. DeSwan. I find lots of virtue in the industry every day. It is full of amazing people filled with virtue, integrity, and grace. As part of the OCC's ongoing commitment to diversity and inclusion, OCC is a sponsor of the Hispanic Alliance for Career Enhancement, or HACE, an organization that supports professional development of Latinos. If you have not watched the Chris Hamar Open Outcry Traders History Project video yet, you should. It is full of stories from the earliest days of the financial futures trading at the Chicago Board of Trade, and Hamar tells the stories well. Today we have another Open Outcry Traders History Project video, this one of Dave Johnson, formerly of Morgan Stanley. Like Bill Brodsky, Johnson was attracted to Chicago's options market, and once he came to Chicago, he never left. Johnson saw the tremendous growth of the options markets and the need for electronics to help manage all the risk. He was also on the original Globex committee. The FIA announced a new board chair, vice chair, and new members. The board of directors elected Nicholas Rusted of J.P. Morgan Securities as chair and Alicia Crichton of Goldman Sachs as vice chair of the FIA board of directors. Rusted has been serving as the board's vice chair and served as the interim chair following the retirement of Citi's Jerome Kemp earlier this year. Crichton has served on the board since 2018 and has been active in the board's diversity initiative. You can go to FIA.org for the complete list of the FIA Board of Directors members. Here's more on Dave Johnson's Open Outcry History Project video. Dave Johnson was trading OTC stocks and options for Pershing in 1970. He was in the right place at the right time when the CBOT decided to launch an options exchange. He came to Chicago in 1974 from New York and never left. He saw the immense growth of the CBOE and the options business, but dealt with the tough times, including the stock market crash of 1987. He experienced the growth that ultimately demanded technology to manage the risk. He was always a proponent of technology. He joined Morgan Stanley in 1982. He served on the original Globex committee at the CME with Leo Malavid and John Gelderman. Joe Sullivan, CBOE founder who changed the face of American finance, dies at 82. This is a story from Robert Shanick of the Chicago Tribune. When Joe Sullivan joined the Chicago Board of Trade in the late 1960s, he was a finance industry novice, put in charge of a moonshot project to create the first marketplace for trading listed stock options. Countries hoarding food as prices rise and COVID worsens. This is a story by Bloomberg. Jordan, Pakistan, and Egypt among countries to boost purchases. Pandemic stokes fear of supply disruption, empty shelves. Agricultural commodity buyers from Cairo to Islamabad have been on a shopping spree since the COVID-19 pandemic upended supply chains. Jordan has built up record wheat reserves, while Egypt, the world's top buyer of grain, took the unusual step of tapping international markets during its local harvest and has boosted purchases more than 50% since April. Taiwan said it will boost strategic food stockpiles, and China has been buying to feed its growing hog herd. People with numerical illiteracy more susceptible to COVID-19 fake news. This is a story by The Guardian. People with poor numerical literacy are more likely to believe COVID-19 misinformation, according to a survey conducted in 5 countries. Researchers at Cambridge University said the findings suggested improving people's analytical skills could help turn the tide against the epidemic of fake news surrounding the health crisis. Goldman Sachs womanomics stocks outperform. Gender pay gap in Europe's major nations smaller than U.S. Goldman's basket of European stocks includes LVMH, Nestle. This is a story by Bloomberg. Companies with a higher presence of female executives have historically rewarded their equity investors with better performance, says Goldman Sachs, Inc. strategists as they unveiled a basket of European firms that employ an elevated number of women. Here are the top 3 most read stories of the day from yesterday's JLN. Our top story Tuesday was a dose of optimism as pandemic rages on from the New York Times. Second was the Financial Times winning bid, how auction theory took the Nobel Memorial Prize in economics. Third was the trade's CBOE mourns the death of first president and founder about Joe Sullivan, who was also the Markets Wiki page of the day yesterday. Here are your Markets Wiki stats of the day. The site now has 190 million 83,856 pages viewed, with 24,457 pages, 226,300 edits. Thank you for listening to the John Lothian News Daily Update. Please consider telling a friend, and if you haven't yet, please write a review on Apple Podcasts. This helps new listeners find us. Also, if you aren't already a newsletter subscriber, you can get a free 90-day trial at johnlothiannews.com/trial. This podcast has been sponsored by Eurex. Go to www.eurex.com to visit them. Have a great day and stay safe and treat people the same way that you want to be treated, with respect, equality, and justice. This has been John Lothian. Goodbye. This podcast has been sponsored by our friends at Eurex.